I'm Christine Dean. This is KUMD, Duluth Public Radio, streaming online at KUMD.org. And this is live from Studio A. And today we are welcoming a band called Black River Review from Superior, Wisconsin. Some of you are from Superior. Are all of you from Superior, Adam?
Just the good part.
Just the good part, okay. Some from Superior, maybe some not, but they are based here in the Twin Ports. And how do you pronounce your last name, Adam?
Steria.
Yes, I'm glad I made you say it, because I would have said it wrong. Adam, why don't you introduce the rest of the band?
Okay, well, right to the right of me, we got Mr. Tim Lukeb on banjo, and Mr. Nate Heinem on mandolin. We got Ian Qualley on bass, and then Joe Berg on the washing machine and spoons.
And there's at least one band member missing as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, Miss Kaylin Spencer. She plays fiddle with us, but she's out on a farm in Fergus Falls right now.
She'll be back next week.
She'll be back real soon.
So I'm going to assume she was on the album, too?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about the album, but why don't we have you get started with the song? What do you guys want to kick off with here?
We're going to do a track off the album called Broken Hearts. You boys ready? One, two, three, four.
Black River Review, live from Studio A. And Adam, you were here not Well, probably last year.
It was October.
Yeah, you were here, but it was just you, so the band didn't have a chance to you know, have their two cents. But yeah. But for people that might have missed that, let's talk a little bit about how the band started and how you got this particular lineup together.
Sure. Well, it all started with me and one of my good buddies, Ryan Labard, just picking around the house and stuff, and then started doing open mics and whatnot, and then we met Bev Robinson from the Juke Joint in Superior. She gave us our first show. And then Ryan moved away to the mountains of Montana. So I met up with Nate here, and he learned how to play the mandolin. And we had some lineup changes, and we were fortunate to meet Ian Qualley here on bass. And then Joe Berg came along, started playing spoons with us. And
me and Joe kind of met these guys through friends of friends. And that's how it kind of got started, and we just mentioned that we played music and just kind of took off from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it had you guys played in other bands before?
Oh, yeah. I'd played in a couple local bands from around Duluth, The Breeze. I play with The Adjustments.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
Which is a little bit different than what these guys
do? A little
bit
different. It's more folk rock blues kind of.
How about you, Joe?
In Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, I also play with a bunch of my hometown friends. I play mandolin in a band called Absent-Minded String Band. Yeah, been playing for about 2 years mandolin now almost, and picking up spoons and washboard as we go along, and it's fun.
Now, spoons and washboard, those are instruments that, you know, it looks like, oh, anybody can play that, but I have a feeling it's trickier than it looks.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. I got some pointers from my good friend Washboard Lane.
Lane Precker, who is often seen playing with Charlie Parr.
Yep.
What kind of pointers did he give you?
Well, one night at Carmody's, I was just out and about, and I knew he played the spoons, and I was confused at how he did it, so I was like, so how do you hold those things? And he showed me how to hold them, and from there on out, I was just practicing at my house, and then I've known Adam for a while here, so I saw him playing, and I've always liked it. So one night I was like, hey, can I try playing spoons with you guys? And they're fortunate enough to let me start playing with them, and it worked out. Still here.
He just never left.
We're all really close friends, though. I think that's kind of a good band dynamic that we have, is that we can
definitely.
All hang out with each other and, you know, just brown bag it, you know?
Brown band.
Yeah, well, and that's important because there's a lot of you. There's, you know, six people that play in this band, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that can pull in a lot of different directions. Is it hard to get everybody together for practice? Or
yeah, it can be at times.
It can be.
But it always seems to work out somehow.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been playing with this particular lineup?
August? Was it August or July?
Yeah, I think August. Our first show all together, I think with the four of us, was probably the Big Woo Family Reunion.
Yeah.
Yep. It was one of our first shows, and yeah.
And is this the lineup that made the album then?
Yep, Tim wasn't on the album. Mm-hmm. He'll probably be on the next one, but...
And Tim, I didn't give Tim a microphone, but he's been here before with A Night in the Box, and who else have you been with?
Mike Munson. Been here for an interview, and Mark Joseph. The Big Woo.
Yeah, so Tim's a guy that, you know, you've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I don't usually play on stage. Usually I'm behind a soundboard or tour managing or doing something other than playing the banjo. But
and you were down in the cities for a while, right?
Yeah, Kaylin and I moved up here in October.
Okay.
Give Duluth a shot, kind of get out of the city and play some music and hang out by the greatest lake in the world. And yeah, so.
And so is it fun to actually be in the band, not just doing the behind the scenes?
I still
stuff?
Don't feel very good on stage. I'm more comfortable behind a soundboard, but it's fun.
Now, is that just a stage fright thing, or is that, you know, I don't know.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
How long have you been playing the banjo?
A couple of years. I don't know. I've been playing music since I was pretty young. Started piano and violin and viola and picked up a guitar and a mandolin and a banjo and an upright
Tim
bass.
And I used to play in the Central High School Orchestra together.
Yeah, Ian and I were actually in orchestra together in high school. So.
And what instruments did you play in the orchestra?
I played bass.
I played upright bass and I played viola.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We've actually been playing music together for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Hanging out. We've been friends for a really long time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I used to beat him up when he was a little kid and make him cry. So.
Yeah.
I hope you don't do that anymore.
A little bit.
Well.
Be the other way around now.
Depends on the day of the week.
Tell me, have you been doing a lot of shows in the past year? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been playing a bunch of shows. We've gotten to play down the cities, up at Lutzen for that DeLutzen thing, just all around town. Yeah, we got to play an after party at Big Top. Was that last weekend or
last
two weekends ago? For Trampled by Turtles, so that was pretty cool.
How was the crowd for that? I heard somebody got naked.
Yeah, some guy took his pants off naked in his underwear.
There wasn't any like security after the show, so and there were so many people in there that the bartenders couldn't really see anything, but yeah, the band saw everything.
Lucky you.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, let's hear another song, and we'll come back and talk about the new album.
Sure.
What do you want to play next?
This next one's written by Nate on the mandolin. It's called Moon Rocks.
Nice. That is Black River Review live from Studio A, and Nate, the mandolin player, you wrote that one? Are you?
I did, yes.
Now, how long have you been playing mandolin?
I've been playing for about a year and a half now.
Oh, wow. Okay. What made you pick that instrument?
Well, I was just kind of hanging out at Adam's house one day out in the country, and he's like, hey, man, you want to try this mandolin out? And so he borrowed me his mandolin, and I just kind of picked it up and never put it down. Bought my own like a week after and just kept jamming.
Were you playing something else before that?
Yeah, I used to play bass. And like, I didn't really, yeah, I don't know. I used to kind of mess around on the bass. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. But this felt like more of a fit for you?
Absolutely. I'm kind of a small guy, so the mandolin fits me better.
And you're already writing tunes. And so tell me about the new album, guys. How many songs and who wrote
Like, there's about 14 tracks on there. Adam wrote 12 of them, the bulk of them, and then I wrote the two instrumentals on there.
Okay. And Adam, so how long have you been songwriting?
I've been songwriting maybe 3 years, I think. Maybe four. Not quite sure. Some of these songs, one of the songs on there, Cigarette, was actually the first song I ever wrote.
Oh, okay.
And finally got to record it. And yeah, so about 3 or 4 years, I think.
So the first song you ever wrote was a keeper. I don't think that happens very often.
I know, it was weird. It was really weird.
How did it come about?
Actually, I was just hanging out one day, and I saw an old man sitting on a railroad track, and that's kind of like the first line of the song. And that just kind of got me thinking. I was listening to Charlie Parr all day, and it's kind of about like a mining town, about Superior, Duluth, and I don't know, it just kind of came to me.
I was going to ask you how you guys arrived at the kind of music that you do. There is, you know, kind of a culture for this kind of acoustic music in Duluth. And so Charlie Parr, somebody that you've been seeing for a while?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of the local groups and stuff like that. And I've always just loved acoustic music. So it was just kind of a good fit, but I don't know about you guys.
I'd say for me, some of the Trampled by Turtles show, when I first started going to those in high school down at Pizza Luce, when you could still get in when you're under 18.
Mm-hmm.
Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, too. Those guys are great. I've followed them ever since their first CD.
So you're lucky enough to have bands right here that kind of gave you some inspiration.
Yeah, very fortunate.
That's pretty cool. So where did you do the album?
We did it down in a place called Corcoran, Minnesota, at Full Circle Studios. I went to high school with a couple guys that worked down at Full Circle. They kind of started it up. There's just three of them. A guy named Matt Bombich recorded our album, and he's same age as us, and he really loves what he does and does a really good job. And so we just went down, and he took care of us. He made us feel real comfortable, and we just had a really good time making it. So.
How long did you spend in the studio?
Well, we recorded most of it live. So it was about 2 days. Was it 2 days?
Yeah, it took a couple days, and then maybe a few more days of like kind of post-production stuff.
Yep. So it was like two or 3 days with all of us, or with like the four of us, Nate, Joe, Ian, and I. And then Kaylin came back down and laid hers about a month or two later. So. Mm-hmm.
And the album's called Garbage Pickin'. Where did that name come from?
Well, Nate and I... we've been going to Telluride Bluegrass Festival for a couple years now, and we pulled into Denver on a really hot day and decided to go swimming in this river by the Denver skate park. And when we got out, some people were like, "You really went swimming in that river?" And we're like, "Yeah, kinda." And they're like, "Yeah, that's kind of a garbage river." And so we were making jokes about it the whole time we were in Telluride, and our friends even called us garbage pickers.
Yeah, the river smelled really bad.
Really bad.
So, therefore, you probably did when you came out, too.
Probably.
And you went to Telluride again this year, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Tell me about what you saw there and what inspired you. And
oh, man, got to see a lot of great bands. Most notably, Steve Martin was there, so that was really cool. He filled in for Mumford & Sons. Got to see Del McCurry and Bobby Osborne and some really old-timers from, like, back in the 30s and 40s. And they were up there picking. Nate Dogg, what was your favorite?
I'd have to say that Del McCurry was my favorite. I've always wanted to see him. He's just like, just the way he talks and everything he says just makes you want to give him a big old hug. He's a happy man.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think I saw him at Winnipeg a few years ago. Yeah, he's smiling all the time.
He's got that cracking little jokes.
Yep.
But then, we got to see like Yonder Mountain String Band, and Pertnir Sandstone was there doing a Nightgrass show, and Trampled by Turtles. Just, we got to see a ton of good music. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And great people as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we have time for another song. What do you guys want to do now?
We're going to do a song called The Tide. I got to tune up really quick here.
All righty.
We tune because we care.
Gotta get that washboard. Yeah, that washboard tuned up.
Yeah, we called the Maytag man. He fixed the washing machine.
Oh, Adam, you should tell your washboard tuning joke. No, your spoons tuning joke.
Oh, about using a tuning fork?
Yeah.
do you use it?
Oh, man. Well, that's corny, but I asked Joe if he uses a tuning fork to tune his spoons. Oh, man. I'm going to get beat up.
Yeah, this is the last song off the album. It's one of our favorites to play, so here we go. It's called The Tide.
Ready, boys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Black River Review live from Studio A. And you said that's the last song on your new album, Garbage Pickin', right?
Yep, it's called The Time.
So what's up next for you guys? You're going to do any, after the album comes out, you're going to do any more shows, a lot more shows?
Or? Oh, yeah, yep. And it's kind of funny. The album actually came out a little while ago. We've just never had a Duluth CD release.
We're just kind of working on some more original tunes, too, trying to churn out another album here. And I don't know, whenever we get it done, but yeah. Working on some
already?
Stuff.
Already?
Yeah.
Why is that? No, you just feel like you've kind of you've got some momentum going?
Yeah, and we've been playing these tunes for a long time. I mean, the album just came out, but we've been playing these songs for a long time. So just nice to get some new tunes rocking and hopefully get some more product out there. And
it sounds like the album is all originals. When you perform, do you do any covers in there?
Yeah, we definitely do some covers, but...
What kind of stuff?
We do Cocaine Blues by Johnny Cash. We do... what else do we do, guys?
Flaming Lips. We do a Charlie Parr song. Railroad Earth, yeah, Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse, I like that. Yeah, which Modest Mouse
Paper Thin Walls.
Okay.
Yep.
So not, you know, not all in kind of that acoustic genre that people might expect.
No.
But we definitely do our fair share of traditional bluegrass songs too, yeah, covers definitely. At least.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
And again...